Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with a good friend, Jim Clifton, CEO of Gallup. Gallup.com, right, Jim?
Yep.
And they can find more about It's the Manager, your new book there. Also, I'm sure it's available wherever books are sold. Folks, this is based on this is new research on managing, on the skills, the requirement, the 21st century requirement of being a manager is based on the global study of the future of work that Gallup's been doing now for some time. It's a survey research that you guys have done, Jim, that just continues to turn out new perspectives on the future of the marketplace, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. And we wrote that book, as I was mentioned before. The big switch you had to make is from boss to coach. So then people say, well, how do I do that? Well, there are the 52 ways.
Well, exactly. And Jim, this is such a – the reason why this book is, as I'm sure – I know it's already, a bestseller is because – When the polls are done on the top things that concern small business owners or any manager for that matter, the number one thing that they're concerned about is not cash, not getting a loan from a bank, not health care, not sales, not profit. The number one issue, the number one challenge has become epidemic across the marketplace today is we can't find enough people to work. We can't hire enough people. And I wonder how much of that is not because the number of people available are a lot less, but it's also because the management skills are less. What do you think?
Well, I think first of all, we don't have enough jobs with living class wage. You and I've talked a lot about that.
Yeah.
So the number of really good jobs, number of people in the workforce between 25 and 54 of males, that's a really good group, that's down 4%. So
really?
Factor that in. You see what I mean? So, yeah, so if you say, well, unemployment's 4% there, no, it isn't. It's 8%, and it's very problematic.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind. But the second big talent problem is that, so you can hire people, but what you don't have in there, unless you have a culture of coaching, is you don't have any stars. And so when women and millennials come into your workplace, if you manage them the old style, you'll have people there, but you just won't have stars. And the word gets out, don't go to this workplace because it's old style, it's blah, 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 blah. And the problem with talent is it's not visual. It's not like being a 7-foot
mm-hmm.
basketball. You know, we all spotted LeBron James. Remember when they showed us in high school?
Right.
Every one of us would go, yeah, he'll be real good. But you can't do that with business talent because
mm-hmm.
it's not visual. So you'll have people there. You just don't have game changers.
How do you create stars?
Win a bunch of customers for you.
How do you create stars?
Well, you do
stars?
One thing, you coach them. You, when you have a team, just like the teams that all of us have coached, all the men and the women listening too, whether it's a tennis team or anything, you coach them like that. We just haven't made that a. What we've done is we've done these 360s and competencies, and
right.
we all mean well. But now what we're really doing is the opposite thing. We're just talking to them about about what's wrong with them. When you really coach a star, you figure out what they're good with them. They're strongest with their right hand. They can't go left as well. Well, you need your left a little bit better. You need to be aware of that. But what you want is you want somebody. If you ever coach a basketball team, if you tell a shooter, when you shoot that jump shot, come straight down from where you shot it, come
mm-hmm.
right back down to that point and don't drift, your shooting percentage will go way up.
Right.
I needed to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I say to you, never watch the ball, only watch the rim. Forget
hey,
the
Jim,
ball's even there. Just always
tell us about Clifton's strengths.
It changes how well you play. But we do it in our spare time. We just don't do it at work.
I got 30
sorry, go
seconds. In the book, you talk about Clifton's strengths. Tell us about that.
Well, The thing is that if I'm going to really go to work coaching you, I can't have our manage our coaching relationship based on weaknesses. So I'm an expert on all the things wrong. I need to be an expert on what's right with you first of all. That way, when I coach you, you have really good feeling. You know that I'm in it for the best. I'm trying to figure you out. What you don't want are a bunch of tools that figure out all of Jim's weaknesses, because then it's weakness based and it makes it hard for me to coach you. But Clifton Strengths is a really great place to start. It's really a great foundation.
And that's in the book, folks. The code for to come up with the Clifton Strengths, the assessment, is right there in the book.
So you can practice it, yeah.
Exactly. Hey, Jim, will you come back again? We've enjoyed having you here. You've taught us a lot.
Okay, let's go fishing soon.
All right, thanks. Jim Clifton, okay. Ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Jim joined us, and so we did. Don't forget Gallup.com, and the new book is called It's the Manager. You're going to be happy that you have that in your library. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.